Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it. Even when the forecast is unpredictable, find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
Let's talk about these crop progress numbers issued yesterday afternoon by USDA. Winter wheat harvest about done in Texas, Oklahoma. 95% of the Oklahoma wheat crop now harvested, up 15 points from a week ago. 3 points off the five-year average. Texas at 93% harvested now, up 7 points from a week ago. Kansas now at 59% of their wheat crop now harvested. That's up 13 points from a week ago, but we're still 25 points behind their five-year average of 84%. Meanwhile, spring row crops, the corn crop condition improves a little. 55% of the crop now in good to excellent shape nationally. That's up 4 points. Two states we've been watching closely, Illinois and Missouri, improving a bit as well. Looks like Missouri to 25% in good to excellent shape, up 2 points. Illinois to 39% in good to excellent shape. That's up 3 points. Meanwhile, soybeans are up a little bit as well, up 1 point. 51% in good to excellent shape now. 2 points up on the Missouri crop, 26% in good to excellent shape now. Illinois, 36% in good to excellent shape, up 6 points. So some improvement there. Grain sorghum in our part of the world, 55% in good to excellent shape, up by two or steady. Meanwhile, Texas, 59% in good to excellent shape. Kansas, 48% good to excellent shape. Oklahoma, 64% in good to excellent condition. Finally, cotton crop, 48% in good to excellent shape, steady as well with a week ago. 33% of Texas, good to excellent. Oklahoma, 51%. Good to excellent condition. Let's talk about those pasture and range conditions from that crop progress set of numbers on Monday afternoon. Nationally, we're at 47% of the country now in good to excellent shape. That's up 2 points from a week ago. Looks like 23% of the country is in poor to very poor condition. Let's check some of these numbers in states that are in our part of the world. We start, first of all, Texas checks in at 27% good to excellent shape, 4 points better than a week ago. Kansas at 34% in good to excellent shape, up 5 points. Arkansas, 49%. The folks in Missouri, only 4% in good shape, but that's 2 points better than a week ago when we were just at 2%. Missouri, by the way, worst spot in the country on pasture range ratings, 71% in poor to very poor condition. That's 1 point worse than a week ago. Oklahoma continues to improve a bit, 71% in good to excellent shape now, up 4 points on their pasture range ratings. Next set of numbers from USDA we'll be paying attention to coming Wednesday morning. WASD and the July crop production numbers, that'll be important for another gauge on our winter wheat harvest. You've got farm news on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's our farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.